What are you reading this weekend? Sorry for asking this question abruptly. As much as I love reading and find solace in books, there are many people who feel exhausted from reading. They are mostly Gen Z. They are burned out with their studies, the tom of the syllabus making them numb, and I am seeing they grow afraid of reading. I have talked with some of them, and they said they are reading a lot for jobs and exams. Reading is a burden for them, and they are searching for an escape from this reading. I feel sad when I hear they could not find escape in books. Rather, it had been fearsome for them. Some had even told me that novels make them more exhausted. The intricacies of stories don't give them a delightful vibe. Thoughtful prose takes a huge toll from them, and they avoid books. They prefer watching movies or series with fun, catchy, abusive dialogues, and slapstick comedy. This is not true. Books are not only heavy novels. Prose and the intricacies of writing excellence. There are also relatable incidents and light narration with easy language that we talk about every day. Books are about us. The very simple life is also depicted in books. All we need is to find the perfect book for the perfect situation. Today I have some exclusive and exciting books for everyone, and also if you are one of those burdened youths, it's for you too. Saturday Stories by Rashmi Bansal is a bucket of beautiful short stories written in easy, breezy language. It takes no time to get involved in the stories. These are things that bring us good vibes and boost our moods after every day of hassle. These stories are for those who search for positivity and have scope to shine in every circumstance in life. These stories are about you, about ordinary people, and the most important thing is the playful language the author used to tell her stories. It doesn't sound like reading and never forces you to think. Rather, it will be absorbed inside you and your mind will soak up the vibe naturally, so it's an absolutely fun read. It's a great read if you are feeling low. A Farewell Season by Ashish Kalita takes you on an excellent, joyful ride in a bookish world. It brings back those relaxing childhood days when we were unaware of the humdrums of adulthood, a real escape from the tension and competitiveness of today's world. Every story is different in this book, so you can taste almost all genres in one place. This diversity won't let you feel bored. I Am a Fan by Sheena Patel has won lots of praise and nominations in various literary fields, but don't panic, it's not a heavy novel. Rather, it's the most easy and fluent novel I have ever read. It's like some of our own friends are talking about her obsession with a man, her madness on social media, and her stream of thoughts depicted in a very lucid way. It's dark and intriguing for a different reason. F My Brain is a new venture from a successful creative producer, Amir Shaheen, so you can expect a very friendly, matching vibe in your entertainment zone. These are a bouquet of very colorful stories that feature various genres and emotions. Some are even sarcastic and futuristic. Until I Find You by Kanchana Banerjee is a fast-paced psychological thriller that made an impression from the first line. Immense suspense and brainy plotting with a smooth narrative give you an effortless read. Suspense and mysteries also help you sharpen your brain. Let's get a brain teaser for the weekend. History of Objects by Carlo Pizzati is a crispy collage of short stories filled with lightness and warmth, a remarkable combination. Stories set in today's world revolve around ordinary people and reflect their lives from very distinguished perspectives. Sometimes they are chilling, some angles are psychological, and some end in cliffhangers to let you feel free to flow your imagination. And finally, The Seeker of Nothing by Kabir Munjal is the enthralling journey of a troubled warrior, Andaha, who has been in prison for 7 years. It's a captivating fantasy adventure blended with some mind-blowing realizations. Andaha has to get a mysterious bejeweled box and then deliver it to the king. Little did he know that this adventure journey was waiting to give him some beautiful life lessons. That's all for today. You will find the review of these books on my blog at Millie's Writing Desk.